Good morning, family. First name is speaking.
Hi, I'm sorry.
Is this Ms. Knighton?
Yes, I'm sorry. I was on the phone with my son's school. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. So I'm trying to find out. I'm looking back at all my notes of all the communication I've been having with you as far as EBV compliance. And we're still encountering the same issue with no great clock ins and out. Can you tell me what's going on?
You forget it. I'd be totally forgetting about the clock in and out. So it's like, at first my phone was messed up. I got a new phone. The consumer didn't have a phone at all. I was telling them that. I finally got a new phone, but I'd be forgetting. Like, my mind be slipping that I actually have to clock in and out, because at first I didn't. So
you know that this is a remote job, and this is required for you to clock in and out to remain active. So we got to try to correct this, because if we can't, we got to reach out to the client to inform him he needs to select another caregiver, and we have to reach out to the service coordinator for us to possibly onboard him with someone else or provide him with one. This can't go on no longer, because your EVV compliance, each time you're missing, is not going, your points is not going nowhere, and it needs to be up to 85%. And because you're not clocking in successfully, is at 49.26. And your first day of working with us was December the 19th. It's almost 4 months.
Okay.
So this is like creating a whole situation that this, we can't go on like this.
Okay.
So it's no way that you can put an alarm on your phone, an alarm somewhere, to have you remember to clock in and out or something, because we can't. This is like interfering with his services, because we have no way of knowing that service is being provided just by hearsay.
Yeah.
So yes. Is this job, do you want to continue with this job, or I'm just trying to find out a better solution?
No. I still want to continue. Miss, I have three different clients. I be all over. I just forget. I do work other jobs, so I be a little bit forgetful. I can't set an alarm like you said and clock in.
What relation are you with Mr. Carter?
I'm no relationship to him.
Okay, how are you familiar with him? He's like a friend of someone that you know, or?
Yes, he's a friend of the family of my mom's.
Got you. So, again, because I'm looking back at the notes, and I've had several conversations with you back in January, that I was advising you that you had to come into the office to get training. You know, it's always been about the app situation. We gotta kind of correct this, because then you would be in danger of being terminated. And we can't even offer you any other cases, because you're not even EBV in compliance. So that's the problem. So, say, for instance, Mr. Carter is ever hospitalized and you call us looking for another client temporarily until he get out of the hospital, we can't offer you anything, because you're not even in compliance with the client that you have with us.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
So
I understand.
We need to try to correct this a little bit more better.
More, yes, yes.
This is going to be monitored a little bit more closer. The last and final step, this is like the final warning. We would have to put services on hold and reach out to the client. He needs to select another caregiver if this continues on, unfortunately.
Okay. And when do I supposed to take the training? Because I don't remember nobody telling me to come in for training.
Because
I would have been there for training.
I had spoke to the admission coordinator, Valeria. She has detailed messages about the app and training on the app. I left you several messages in regards that this matter needs to be resolved quickly as possible. There's a lot of notes that you spoke with Valeria back in January about a direct deposit. You sent time cheese after that. You were already connected with your app, but you're still doing the time cheats.
Okay.
So it's like we're not seeing a commitment on your end that you're trying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I said, when did I supposed to come in for anything? I never knew about that. Was I supposed to come in for anything? That's what I'm saying.
We reach out to caregivers that is having a hard time with the app itself, like getting locked out and they unable to get back in for us to assist them. But your app is active, like, and you've clocked in and out. The app itself is not your issue. So the issue is you just not remembering, or you're distracted, whereas though you're forgetting to clock in and out.
Yes, that's it. And I just said that. And I will be on it, like you said, set alarm, clock in and out, and all of that. Come clock in and out.
So we got to monitor your file for 10 days. If this problem is not resolved, with consistent clocks, then unfortunately we will have to terminate you.
Okay.
So I just want you to, you know, be on the same page on what direction we're trying to go in, because the state requires for us to be at compliance with them, with our caregivers. And if our caregivers is not in compliance with what the state requires, then we can lose our license.
Okay,
so I'm counting on you that you're going to correct this matter as quickly as possible.
Yes.
All right. I appreciate you giving me a call back.
You're welcome. Thank you.